Bonnie Faith, and you are now tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is CJ Sway, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
This is Perry, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live.
Hey, this is Kula Von Seal, also known as Queen Kong, and you're tuned into Life After Dusk Live. Come get some, baby.
Hello, is it me you're looking for?
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. Huh?
I said you gotta hear
singing. Oh yeah, because I was in there clowning. Oh my God, you just had to, I'm getting to the kids' discussion you were just having that was just extra bitty. Well, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Life After Dusk Live. It's another beautiful Monday on the show. Today's show is called One Shiny Hotness. So yes, that's in light of because NCAA. Our men's basketball championship is on, and, you know, they had to think out one shining moment. So I decided, you know, you know how I do with the title of these episodes. I decided to make it one shining hotness because it is another CNC Petty Factory Monday.
So how you doing?
I didn't hear you. What did you say?
How you doing, Chelsea?
I'm doing good. Today was actually a good day.
It was
a really good day. Yes.
You took a shower and everything?
No, I'm saying, like, girl smelling good. yeah, today was good. Woke up, you know. A lot of stuff been going on, but woke up, prayed. You know, I got the job I wanted.
Prayed on him. Look at God. Look at him, baby.
Okay. So, yeah, it was nice. It was cool. School was good. You know, we got to end the night on a good, you know. So, it was a pretty good day today. What about you?
Today was fabulous. I would say it was all right day. It was all right, you know. I hear you for a nice little Fuddruckers burger for lunch.
Hey.
I was about to pass out after the workout today. I was laid out on the ground. I'm laid underneath that fan in the gym. I was like, good Lord, this man trying to kill us today.
Look, he had y'all working hard, huh?
Man, dang, my legs is on fire. On fire. It was out of hand, man. He had us doing all because like we were doing so many goddamn type of squats. We did clean squats. You had to do a clean, and then after that you had to break it to a squat. Then you had to do a squat hold where you just sit in a squat and just hold it, and then you had to do another. It was a bear hug squat where you was holding like the holding one of those weight bags or whatever, and you had to hold that one like you bear hugging it. And squat with that. I was like, man, I'm going to kill this man today. He is driving me nuts. Oh, my God. My legs on fire. It was definitely, hey, we're going to attack them abs and attack them legs today. Good Lord. It was a little bit of stuff that was on the arms, but not as much. It was way more killing my legs today than anything.
Well, hey, you seeing results, right?
Yeah, I am. You know, I was like, okay, look, come on, leg, let's go. You know,
gonna
gotta, make sure the area is nice and neat.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, my leg was full of extra muscular. That shit was hurting. I was like, oh, man, come on.
Shoot, I need to get in the gym.
Yeah, you need
start
to
shaking
get
up.
With it, man.
I know.
You know.
I'm gonna go get that free pass at LA City.
Yeah, y'all wanna get that thickness. Y'all need to be in that gym. Everybody be scared. They lift weights. Some women be scared. They lift weights. They gonna get swole. Nah, y'all gotta lift a certain way to get to that point. Really, it's all about you building the size to your body so you can.
Yeah.
You tone it up. Now you got that kabam, and then it's shake right. See, because that be the thing. Some people be having big booties, but it just be shaped like putty. So, nah. They be walking
around. It be shaped
around,
like what?
Putty. Like, you can just, all you gotta do is, you, that shit can move around and do weird shit and just don't have a shape to it. And we have these chicks that, Kukuma walking around thinking they about something.
You say, where?
Kukuma, thinking they about something.
Yeah,
so
I got
a cold that just come out of nowhere.
I know, I got one too.
It just come out of nowhere, so I have to say certain words.
Hey, putty a pancake. One of them.
Oh my God. I can always tell when it's putty booty. Because it'd be based on the kind of pin, they always get them kind of pins that make it look like it may have shape. Anybody fine for that shit?
Mm-hmm.
These thirsty niggas in here fine for that shit. Not I.
He said, not I, not today, not ever.
Not I at all. So, yes. Not I at all, baby. So, yeah, so it is crazy. Yeah, that is definitely one thing. It's like, oh, my goodness. I'm definitely feeling it. And today I also went meal prepping with my trainer. So, because I hadn't done a serious meal prep in a while and just grocery shops for it all and all that, so I went with him today because the Target's like right next to my gym. So we walked over to Target. You know, I kept my car parked at the gym. We walked over to Target, and I was carrying them damn bags in my hands, like damn near carrying weights back to the car or walking back to my car. So
yeah,
we ended up doing, you know, again some stuff. Got some stuff for breakfast. Got some stuff for lunch, and stuff in between. You know. Pretty much, dinner be taken care of already, so it's, you know, it just more so the breakfast and lunch and snacks during the daytime part that I need to make sure I started doing. So, yeah, you know, we're just trying to get right, you know. Summer bodies don't make themselves.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This
past weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, so I went to karaoke. I know me, man. Karaoke King. I went to karaoke on Friday, and I had it lit. I give you a little bit of everything. I take it all the way to as one genre to the next genre. And sometimes I tell I sing a song that you don't see coming from me, and they'd be like, "Oh, really? You sing that song?" And so yeah, I had some, and yeah, I actually led with Mark Morrison, "Return to Mac," "Return to the Mac." I led with that. And then, man, what song did I do? Did I do Human League? I'm Only Human? I think that's what I did. It was something. I can't remember what it was. But I did this other song. And then I did last song I did, which made people go crazy, was Forever My Lady by Jodeci.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. I was in a hit.
You didn't record anything?
I know. Somebody's always recorded me. Shout out to Kiki. She actually got, she thinks she got some of them recording.
Okay, that's what's up.
You and I.
Did you post it? I want to see this.
It ain't ready for that. I might go again this Friday. We'll see how the spirit moves me. I go when I can. Try to go out as I can. Being there singing, being there serenading.
Working on your singing voice.
Oh yeah,
Hey, I can sing a little bit. You can't sign me to no deal right away, but I can sing a little bit. I picked the right songs. Like, I can sing a little bit. It's a tad. I know, like, a lot of these new age singers, I can't really sing a lot of their shit because they be doing these notes all over the place that just be sometimes it don't really have no structure. And so my voice built for, like, older stuff, like stuff from, like, early 2000s backwards, because that was a lot more structure. It was a lot of stuff like that was built for people with, you know, powerful voices and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was in it. So you're having my baby. Yeah, you know, I was in there killing it.
I want to start singing.
You said what?
I said I want to start singing.
I ain't going to play with you because you ain't ready to go to karaoke.
See, the only thing is I'd be nervous.
That's why they got alcohol there. That fixes all that real quick. I don't need the alcohol to sing. It helps even more. It makes you not crazy more.
Let me get a couple of shots of Fireball and I'm good.
Wow, Fireball! She went for the jugular. Fireball?
For some reason, I like Fireball.
What is you going for the jugular? She said Fireball. Okay.
I might see you free this week. Okay. I'm there.
All right. I'm gonna hold you to it.
All right. Let me go ahead. You said when?
Y'all hear this? This is on the record on the show. So if she don't do it, y'all, on Monday show, I'm calling her out.
So you said this Friday.
I know. See, this is what happens to you on radio.
You're gonna put me on blast.
Yes, I was. Yeah, it ain't getting it. And then Saturday, I shot a skit. So I shot my first skit. Like, I wasn't in the skit. I was shooting it and directing it, and came up the con and produced. Did this in the producing too of coming up with the concept for the skit. So it's dope. I was like, oh, look at me. I'm Spike Lee. and then also I went to the lounge in downtown Dallas. Shout out to my boy Sam Jackson for showing so much love. Brought a complimentary bottle to your boys. Like, oh, look at y'all. Shout out to y'all. So, yeah. And then, yeah, shout out to people that complimented me and my teeth, you know. I take a decent care of them, you know. This smile didn't just happen overnight. Yeah, it was fun. I had a decent weekend. And then yesterday, I was just feeling, chilling. So, yeah, other than that, I dropped the covers for Human Canvas magazine. So, the upcoming issue drops on Friday. Yeah, I dropped the covers for that. Some hot covers. So, y'all definitely want to check that out. That's my weekend, man. What did you know doing for yours? I ain't really get too much. We were talking about your day, but how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. I went to go see Us, and mm-hmm. That was pretty good. It was pretty good. I ain't gonna take too much, but it was real good.
Mm-hmm.
I shot a music video with artist Michael Rashad. I don't know when it's coming out yet. I have to get that information soon. But yeah, so stay tuned for that. And just chill with Yuri. You know, he knows how to climb down the stairs now, so I gotta watch out for that. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. He getting so big. Just so big.
Apparently he ripped up your homework or something earlier.
He did. Ooh. Yeah. I was so upset. I had to redo it.
Oh,
I did not talk
no.
to him. I did not talk to
that's,
you.
That's very unfortunate.
But he's a little bully, though. He is a bully.
I'll say this, though. I am excited. We'll talk about more, even more so on the Wednesday show, give y'all some more insight to that, but yes, come the end of the month, I will be, another place y'all meet and greet, another meet and greet. Meet me over in ATL. So yes, I'll be there in the month. Y'all come catch me. You know, if you want to work with me, shoot and everything, hit me up. I'll let you know the details of how you can do that. And yeah, I'll keep y'all posted on what events got coming up during that time too. So. Yeah, man, you know, just, you know, making some moves. Seeing the world and all that good stuff, letting the world see me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyways, y'all, we're going to go ahead and go into a quick song break. When we come back from the song break, guess what the hell we going to do? We're going to go ahead and get into our segments for today, which are Crickets of the Week and Moments of Monet. Yeah. So we'll be right back here on Life That Does Live with your boy, Sadie J, and your girl, Chelsea.
I can tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Plus the Vicky lingerie fit your body so right. She ain't Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. Take deep breath. Like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them matic. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeling for the sex, she'll send me a text, and that's it. I can see that she's ready. Into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tights. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my shown, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it.
I can see that she's ready. By the way, she licked her lips
that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give a sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready.
I can see that she's ready, she's ready, she's ready. I'm ready, baby. Baby girl is ready. Ooh, ooh. I can tell by the way she works her hips, that she really wants to take a hit of this. Okay, I'm done, y'all. I'm done. Welcome back to Life After Dusk Live, your boy is Eddie J and your girl Chelsea Moe.
Hey.
Okay, so what should we do first? Crickets of the week or Moments of Monet? Chelsea, which one should we do first?
We can do Moments of Monet. Mine isn't that long.
Okay, gone.
This April 27th is a Saturday. I should be in Houston, everybody. I should be in Houston. There is a battle rap going on, so y'all need to come out and check it out, okay? It is about to be live, okay? We got artists like Smoke versus Benny. We got that nigga Rob versus Pistol Pete. We got other battle raps with Young Guy ATM versus Skits Coleon. We got even the ladies Matrix versus Lady J. So y'all need to come out and check it out. It's $25 at the door, and it's April 27th. I will drop the location on my page. So come out
okay,
and check
okay.
it out.
Cool, cool.
And any photographers out there, hit me up.
Y'all heard her. Y'all heard y'all. Well, y'all know I will be around that time. I'll be in the southeast region of the country. Oh man, craziness! All right, so any other moments, Amoni?
No, that's it.
Okay, that's it. All right, so what I got for moments of Monet? I mean, excuse me, not Moses May, but goodness, Crickets of the Week. So let me get my little Crickets ready. I know, I'm over here tripping. But suffer Cricket for that. But, yeah, Crickets of the Week, y'all. Yeah. So, y'all know how we play this little game now. We spiced up Crickets of the Week, you know. Thanks in part to our friends over at ClumsyCrooks.com, where they specialize in stories about dumb police officers and dumb criminals. So, yes, so what I do is I go to the site, I go through it, I aggregate the site, look and see, what is speaking to me? What is a good enough story for Crickets of the Week? And I forgot it for a few. And, yeah, this is going to be very interesting. So, Chelsea, you know how we play this game. I name three stories. I don't tell you. I don't read the entire headline. I give you just a little bit, and I leave it up to you to pick which one that I go into first. So, I got three stories for you.
Okay,
I've got numero uno. A woman asked to smoke a bowl.
I've got Numero Dos, A Man Accused of Lending Car to Friend. And I've got Numero Tres, Dad to those coins. Dad those coins. I have to say that much.
Is what?
So which one do you want to go? Dad throws coins. So numeral, dad throws coins. Yes. So you got numero uno, woman asked to smoke a bowl. Numero dos, man accused of lending car. Numero tres, dad throws coins.
Let's start with the least one. Let's start with, I guess, dad throws coins.
Okay. You picked dad throws coins. All right, we're going more into the story. Dad throws coins at plane's engine for good luck before flight.
What the hell?
Oh, yeah, you know how I do. I don't give you the whole thing because it just entices you more. Okay, so a superstitious father was hauled off a flight and arrested after he threw a coin at the engine of a plane. The dad, known only as Zia, who is 30 years old, believed that it would bring him good luck. Security and airport officials did not agree with him and arrested him for endangering passenger safety. Well, he was born a Hainan Airlines flight to the city of Urumqi in northwestern China. Oh, those Asian people don't get me. His wife is carrying their newborn daughter and can be seen walking behind him as he completes his final passport check and is about to step onto the plane. But Zia stopped short of the cabin door after spotting a gap in the jet bridge, through which he then appears to throw his three coins towards the plane below. Security officers halted the boarding of the flight and detained Zia for the stunt, which they deemed to have endangered flight safety. Zia explained that it was the first time his four-month-old daughter was flying on a plane, so his mother-in-law said he could throw coins at the aircraft for good luck. Zia was detained in Wuhan for 10 days while his wife continued to Urumqi with the daughter and her own. The incident happened at the international airport there in central China's Hubei province. It was captured by an airbridge CCTV camera on April 2nd. The ground staff searched on tarmac for the money and eventually picked up the three coins near the aircraft's engine. The flight was delayed for 40 minutes. This guy is the quickest leave. Don't you worry, sir. We'll be getting back to you to figure out what order we'll be awarding you in this little game of what's the craziest story. Okay, Chelsea, you ready for number two? So which one do you want to pick between these two? A woman asked to smoke a bowl or men accused of lending car?
Men accusing of lending car.
Okay. All right. You picked men accused of lending car for the second story. Men accused of lending car to friend in exchange for meth, then reported carjacking.
What?
I know. Me and my pettiness are not ever reading the full thing to you. A man has been arrested after he made a false report about a carjacking on March 24, 2019 in the 4600 block of Elvis Presley, Memphis police said. According to the report, officers arrived on the scene at 11 a.m. The victim, Joshua Scott, told officers struck him in the face and stole his 2011 Nissan Sentra, excuse me. On April 2nd, investigators met with Scott again, discussed the investigation into the report. After Scott provided another statement, investigators determined there were some inconsistencies. They confronted Scott with evidence and determined the report was fabricated. Scott then admitted that he reported the carjacking to cover up the fact that he gave his vehicle to a friend in exchange for meth.
He has been charged with false reporting. Your thoughts, Chelsea? Think about the guy so far.
Why would he even... Did he not think his friend was going to bring his car back?
I guess not. I don't know. It's, yeah. It's,
like, did the meth have him that messed up?
I guess so. Good Lord. All right, so that leaves you my final story for Crickets of the Week. Chelsea, you would like to know the one you did not pick from the other two? It is woman asked to smoke a bowl before going to jail for being drunk on mouthwash. All right, here we go to Salt Lake City. Two news reached out to Francesca Delfina, Forrest Swinton, who says that the version of events provided to Two News by police is incorrect. She stated that she was not drinking mouthwash, but was actually drinking tequila. Oh, man. She says she doesn't have a boyfriend. The man involved in the incident is a good friend. She also said that she didn't have any alcohol with her when police stopped her. She did say, however, that she asked police to load me up a bowl because I was in cuffs. She was posted on social media. The story by cops was a effing lie. And, and basically her post said, Media Shore needs to get his ish together. It's straight, excuse me. The problem woman asked police officers if she could smoke a bowl of marijuana before they took her to jail for kicking the doors of her boyfriend's car, all while being drunk on mouthwash. That's according to a probable cause statement from Utah County Sheriff's Office. Police say 20-year-old Francesca Delfina was drinking mouthwash to get drunk when she called her boyfriend to pick her up and took her to Bravo Canyon. While police say she got angry with her boyfriend and started kicking the windows of his car, damaging at least one window. Her boyfriend decided to take her to her parents' house, but when they arrived, police say she started kicking the windows again, and her parents would not let her inside. Police were called and found her walking down the road with her feet bleeding from the broken window glass. She had a bottle of mouthwash with her and told cops she had been drinking it. Before police took her to jail, she then asked them if she could smoke a bowl of marijuana, telling cops she had a pill bottle with weed in it in her pocket. She is facing one count of each of the following misdemeanors: purchase, possession, consume of alcohol by a minor, possession or use of a controlled substance, and criminal mischief. All right, Chelsea, here we go. Here goes my favorite game. Which one is the wit of all the stories I've given you, going from or to worst to just bad? Which one would you? Which one would you say was the worst?
I'll say the third one.
Which one?
The third one.
The marijuana one. Okay. Which one would you say is is below that one?
The first one.
Okay, so then that means the one that you don't think is as bad is the man with the carjacking. Yeah. Okay. I want to say.
That's just bad.
I'm gonna go this way. Carjacking the worst one. The bowl, girls are smoking bowl of marijuana second. And the one is just bad, not the worst, is the dad throwing coins at whatever. He just said he was culturally clueless. That's pretty much what was going on with him. So, yeah. Those are all your Crickets of the Week, people. All right. So, we come back. We got more show for you guys. We're going to talk about an interesting topic that we were having earlier. I was having earlier before the show that was hilarious. We're going to talk about whoopings. Yes, we only talking about getting a whooping. So, yeah, that's going to be a fun story. All right, so we'll be back after this, y'all, here on Life at the Dust Live with your girl, Chelsea Monet, and your boy, Ceddie J.
Say, baby, can I talk for a minute?
Life That Does Live, your boy Ceddie J and your girl Chelsea Monet. All right, so I told y'all before the break we were going during this segment we were going to talk about getting whoopings, man. And so we're just going to get to a deep conversation about whoopings. personal stories and then just evaluation of past, present, and future of whoopings. All right, so I'm going to go to you first. Oh, Chelsea, what would you say is the craziest instance where you had to get it, where you got a whooping?
I wrote in this girl yearbook.
Wait, what?
And I was writing in her yearbook like it was mine. Like scribbling out pictures and talking mess. And the girl went to the principal, and this was the last day of school. Yeah.
Uh huh. Go do tell. Keep going. You got some more. So like, so yeah, you gotta get to the whooping part. You trying to get the whooping part?
No, she told me up. She ain't say
the principal or your.
No, the principal called my mama, and as soon as I got in the car, she was like, "Yeah, she was like, oh, so you wrote some girl yearbook, huh?" I was like, yeah. She was like, what will make you do that? I don't know. She was like, all right. I'm going to show you then.
She kept it. She kept together. She kept together until she got to the house.
Oh, yeah. She got that belt. Turn around. She lit me up.
You was, like, how was the whooping? Because that's what we're trying to get. That's the detail you got to give us. You got to give us how the whooping was. Because that's the funny part, is always how the whooping went.
You said, how did it go?
Yeah, how did the whooping go?
I was quiet. You know how you try to hold that tear in? Like, it ain't hurt. Yeah. I tested
What kind of whooping technique did your mama have? Like, what kind of technique?
She had that swing,
Oh, she had the golf swing with it. Oh, man. Oh, Lord.
Go all the way back? Heck, yeah. And then she be talking, too. Why she whooping you?
Oh,
like,
man.
I told you not to do this, and you still continue to do this. Yeah. She did.
Lord. All right, well.
What about you?
Man. So you said that's the worst whooping you ever got.
Oh, yeah. No, hold on. Let me think.
I am like, make sure you ready to stick that one in there for sure, because. I'm like, hold on.
The worst whooping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to think hard about that one. We'll have to come back to me.
All right, well, I got mine. I don't remember what I got in trouble for, but I remember I was getting whooped by my dad. And man, he was whooping me in the kitchen. Hey, Well, y'all, so a girl. I was getting whooped by him, and I still remember. I was like, you know, like you getting that real good whooping, and you start turning over, and you trying to spread out the whooping because you don't want it all in one spot, and it's like turning over. And I remember I told him, "I'm gonna call 911 on you." And he said. Oh, shoot, I'll go get the phone for you in Dallas. I still remember he said that. I was like, Lord Jesus, what is wrong? This man is crazy. I still remember that when I was. Oh, my God.
Did he whoop you over? You said you don't call 911?
Yeah, kept going. Yeah. You say stuff like that, you're gonna increase the duration of that mud talking like that. But I still remember The last time I got a whooping, it was, I remember it was Ms. Ray. I forgot I got in trouble with Ms. Ray for something. Dad gave a whooping, and I was like you said, you held in that cry. I held it in. I became a Jedi with the of the arts with the whoopings, and find out how to withstand it. And that's when the thing that was worse came up. Punishments, because you know, you when you start getting punished, you're like, man, hey, I get it. Well, I'll take the whooping right now. Because punishments used to screw you over. You'd be mad as hell, you got punished. Oh my God, you're like, where the whooping? I get the belt for you. So, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so.
Look, he said, you ain't touching that phone today.
Not today. Tell me, he said, matter of fact, he said, I'll get it for you. Like, damn. But yeah, so that was what that's pretty much how the whipping went. But the reason why I brought this topic came up because we were talking about like different like people like where people like they had to get the because you did you ever have a, you just get with a belt or did you get with a switch too?
Oh.
Because I only got one by a belt or a shoe, thankfully.
Yeah, I never got hit with a switch before, only a belt.
Yeah, we were talking about switches, man. Switches is always an art to getting a switch because especially the old folks, they really was about switches. They make you go get a certain, you gotta get a certain switch, and if you try to be slick on the size or whatever. Oh, I mean, the whooping phone be 10 times worse? Oh, my God.
Man.
Thank God they get switched. Or get whooped by an extension cord. People get whooped by I had cousins get whooped by an extension cord. I said, the hell? An extension cord? Hell no. So, yeah, it's just crazy. Now. I mean, now you can't really get your kids whoopings because do that, you know, people call the people on you.
I know. Like, that's, so what else you gonna do?
But, yeah, so my thought on this is, you know, final points of this topic. Like, what do you think about, like, whoopings? Like, do you think that they should allow us to bring whoopings, or you can care, you're more so indifferent about whoopings.
I mean, I feel like they should, but I also understand some people abuse that too and go and take it too far.
Yeah, I mean, those are the people. I agree. Those are people that screwed it up for the parents that weren't like doing it. Like, it wasn't like you ever think about. I didn't get whoopings all the time. And they weren't abusing it. But, I mean, if you can, if not having to give your child a whoop and you have other alternatives that actually work, then I'm here to hear them. But sometimes, I mean, y'all, really? You know, y'all were trying to negotiate. Man, what the hell? Y'all were trying to negotiate the kid? Really? Now, Jimmy, come on. Come on, Jimmy. Don't you want to come on, Jimmy? Come on, Jimmy. Nah. You better not tell one of my parents that shit. That mess is ridiculous. I don't understand it, man. Y'all be really out here. Y'all really be out here negotiating y'all kids or doing things.
Yeah.
And you already know, before you go somewhere, you already get the speech. Don't touch nothing. Don't look at nothing. Don't ask for nothing. You get that speech every time you go somewhere.
Or give them the look.
Yep, the look. All that. The look. Sometimes the look means the look is the speech because the look means you already know what the speech is. I ain't got to tell you what it is.
So,
that is whoopings, people. That is whoopings in a quick you know, quick bomb breakdown. But we got a few more minutes up for the show, Chelsea. Anything you got coming up we'd be aware of? You know, I know we may have missed some stuff earlier, but, you know, this is part of the show.
We understand
the quick things we was right on.
Also, this past weekend, I was at Club La Zonia. It was a free showcase. It was real nice. A lot of performers. There were 5 performers. It was a nice space, too. It was on, I forgot what area that is. But it was in Fort Worth, and it was really nice. The club was small, so I didn't know how, you know, everything was supposed to work out, but it worked out real good, real good. And the owner was so nice. He was real nice. So y'all go check that out on y'all free time on the weekend, Club La Zonia.
Well, people. I will be one thing I got putting on our radar next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday on 4/20. I will be actually doing some videos. Yeah, I'll be. I got hired. Shout out to that shmoney. My pocket coming in my pocket, love getting paid to do the things I do. But yeah, so I'll be shooting. Tugger dude, I'll be choosing his performances and stuff. It'll be, I put the spot name, but it's the old Chris Stiles is also, I put the old name, I'm mad at myself, Music Factory, it's the old Music Factory. Y'all know me, man. I miss Music Factory because y'all, your boy last year, Music Factory was in effect. I made so much money at that place for doing photography.
Mm.
It's back as a different club name. I need to be back in it because I love my little money. I was feeling myself like balling. Especially when they had the cheap drinks. Oh man, I buy a bunch of cheap drinks and drinks on me. They're like, what? They're like 20 chicks just got drinks.
Mm.
But yeah, they bought it back. I'm so happy. So yes, I try to work. So while I'm there, I'm gonna be doing some networking because I need to get back in the dough. Your boy needs to be getting that money at that spot again. It's a big spot. It's a nice spot. I need to be in there, in the building, getting that moolah. So yeah, I will be campaigning hard.
Mm-mm.
But yeah,
for real.
So that's what's coming up there. Oh, also, a Human Cameras magazine dropping Friday at issue 54. Yeah, 54 issues of those of y'all who don't realize we've been doing this shit for a long time. Also, I'm going to get ready to drop I might go ahead and drop the rest of the years. The rest of this year's themes. I'm going to go ahead and just drop the rest of them. Instead of giving y'all just a couple more added to the list, I might just go ahead and drop the rest of the year. So it's never known. Keep an eye out. I'll be just stay on my pages, checking that out for Human Chemist Mag. So there we go. Well, y'all getting ready to roll on out. I'll remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, there's a J over there's a. You, there is a way. Y'all to an episode of Life That Does Live. Your boy City J and your girl
Chelsea Monet.
And I forget to tell y'all this. Make sure I don't forget to tell y'all. If y'all miss any parts of the show, go to you can go to blogtalkradio.com/CityJ, CEDDYJ, or you can even go to dustspotradio.com, dustspotradio has a radio player there, and you can also let you listen to the 6 most recent episodes. That's even buttons underneath it for iTunes. Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. And you click them, you'll be able to see our show syndicated on those spots as well. And you'll be able to listen to every episode on those places all the way back to the very first episode that this show ever put out. So there you go, guys. All right. We got y'all. Peace.